Hey, I'm just in. All right. How you going? Okay. Very hot out here. You'd be glad to be at work with me, aircon at least. I said it's very hot out here. You'd be very glad to be at work in the aircon at least. Yeah, just hang on to that. The rest of the day goes to shit. Just think about the aircon. Yeah, I'm just ringing because I've altered some prices this morning, which you probably won't notice. Yes, so I just did that. So that's 179. But if we've quoted prices, just honour the 170. Yeah, it won't matter. I mean, the thing is, unless they notice it, then don't worry about it. Because it's not much of an increase. I just increase it to match what Deb's charging. And then a lot of the injectable drugs didn't actually have a fee on them, or if they had the fee, it wasn't the injectable fee. So I've gone through and altered that. So individual injections will look like they cost more. But I'm still trying to work out how we end up billing the injections individually when they're in hospital. Yeah, that's all right. I'll put it in writing, and that way everybody will be aware of what I've done. Yeah. And hi. Hello? It won't be by much, but also if that had gone home, then honour what the estimate was. But I had to do it when I had time, so the only other thing I was going to say is Brock just texted me about the little urinary guinea pig. I'm not sure what the name of the drug is that you can use to directly dissolve the crystals. But I think the drug, I said this in the text anyway, I think the drug name is actually potassium citrate, but I don't know the trade name. So he may just ask you to search for that to see if there's a tablet we can get in through our wholesaler that we can dispense and dose it directly. Yay. Yeah, it's because I, yeah. I'm hoping that that is because we've disturbed the big crystal and that he'll pee it out because there's no other option. But that's okay. That's likely to persist for a week. That would be the norm. So 1 to 2 weeks, we're still seeing blood. If I've managed to mobilize the crystal but he's not passed it yet, then there'll be intermittent pain. She should have Tramyl and meloxicam. The only other thing we used to use in cats, and I don't know because I've never used it in a guinea pig, but post urethral irritation, we used to give God, it's an antispasmodic for the urinary tract, and it does work well when they've got that sort of frequent urination with the Pollakia area. If I think of it, I'll send it in the text. Yeah, so the things that I altered were the prices on things like the injection fee for drugs and some of the visible pricing, but I haven't altered the injection fees on things like Lucrin, Doxy, or Cartrophin. They do, but it's different. So I've put the injectable fee up pretty significantly. It went from like 25 to 38 on each of the injectable drugs, which won't matter for the ones that are, hospitalized from today onwards because they won't know any different. But the ones that we see regularly, like the separate nurse appointments, I haven't changed those. So you shouldn't notice a difference with people coming in with a price difference because it's not different. I haven't done anything else other than alter, like rounded some of the consult. So the consult fee went up only because I wanted to match the Price Shoppers with Deb's practice. I don't know what we are in comparison with UPV, but she was 179. Didn't change the revisit. But yeah, I'll tell everybody tomorrow anyway. I've just got to go into the account now. So is there anything else that you can think of? With what this morning? Yeah, no, she doesn't. I only saw her last week. I think she's injured that wing on the car trip home. Right. Okay. Well, it is also very hot weather. So the bird will have dropped wings anyway because of the heat. But the... She goes from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds flat. Her mum what? Her mum? Yeah, so she. You should see what Ben cops at school. It's not right. So I'll have a word to her tomorrow. Right. Is Picnic the one that I saw? Right. Yep. Yeah, I think she already had it. Right. Oh, okay. Sure. No worries. Anything else? If you just let Brock know about that, if you Google urethral antispasmodic and cats, it's in there. I just can't remember the name of it. Dantrolene, I think. Dantrolene may be the drug. The one that causes bladder contraction is called bethanacol, so it's not that. So I think it's dantrolene, and I think the medication is an orange-like capsule. So we used to get the capsules and break them up and make them up with methyl cellulose for cats. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good drug. So we may be able to start him on that. Yeah, if you write down that dantrolene, dantrolene. Yeah, just let Brock know that drug. Because we may be able to get it in for her, or even across the road might have some. Yeah, I just don't know the trade brand. Cool. All right, mate, just call me later. I'll probably be in the account in about an hour or so, I think. All right. No worries. Thanks, mate. Bye. Bye.